Namaste, beauties, and welcome to our Practical Enlightenment Meditation, where our theme, our topic for this particular meditation is going within for an answer. And I write about this quite a bit in the new book, You Are More Than You Think You Are, in certain chapters where we discuss how to intuit the best path forward, the best project, the best idea, the best decision to make. And I describe that I find that it is in many ways the most powerful time to do this, to introspect, to ask these questions after we have meditated. So in meditation, we drop different resistances. We're working to create this real sense of union into this present moment, into the true self, into the soul, into this formless energy, and out of the distractions, the delusions, everything in this external world. We're pulling it in. We're going to this deeper place inside of us. And it is in this deeper place inside of us that the answers, the creative solutions, the wisdom is to be found. When we're just trying to pull answers from the conscious mind, we can get influenced by fear, by mind chatter, by what other people are doing. It's a really powerful practice to go inside and to settle and then to look for the answers. So this meditation is set up anytime you're looking to go within and to come up with what is the best path, the best decision, the best use of my energy in this time that is right for you and you alone. So what I suggest is you do this meditation, you create some space, you do the meditation, and you keep your journal and a pencil or a pen next to you. So this is designed to clear the ego, the egoic thoughts, to create some space, and we do this meditation. And then after the meditation, I will encourage you to ask yourself that question and then to journal, to go inside in that clear space and see what emerges. And sometimes you may want to do this several times. Sometimes you may find that, you know, you'll be able to drop into that deeper place. Sometimes we need to dive in a couple times before we really get the pearl that we're looking for. But this is something that I've worked with for years, and this is definitely a way that I come up with my best ideas and solutions. So I'm so excited to share this with you today. All right, so go ahead, please, and get into your comfortable meditation spot. Your cushion, your chair, the feet flat on the ground if you're sitting in the chair. And then just start taking some nice deep breaths in and out through your nose, settling in. And then so for our movement today, you're going to bring your hands into Anjali Mudra, so prayer pose, which is really this energetic, beautiful mudra of pressing our palms, pressing our hands together. And you're going to let the heels of your hand, so where your hands touch your wrists, you're just going to touch that to the top of your head. So right now we're really connecting with the crown chakra, where our individual consciousness merges with the greater collective, divine, expansive consciousness. And then you're going to take your prayer, your thumbs, and you're going to touch your third eye, so the space right above your two physical eyes. And then you're going to take your prayer and you're going to touch your heart center, your Anahata chakra. And then you're going to touch down your belly, your gut. Okay, so let's try that again. On the inhaling, lifting the prayer overhead. And then exhaling, touching the crown, third eye, heart, gut, belly. And again, inhaling, raising the prayer up. Touching crown, third eye, higher perception, heart, bringing in the love, and the gut, the intuition, the deeper knowing. We start to put some awareness, activation into these centers. Once again, inhaling up, exhaling, connecting with the crown. May higher wisdom flow into me, into the third eye. May I perceive beyond this physical world. May I intuit higher wisdom. Heart, may come at this with the openness and receptivity of an open heart and love. And belly, may intuit beyond the ego's chatter, beyond the fear, may really intuit the best path forward to take. One more time, inhaling up. Crown, feel the wisdom pouring in. Third eye, higher, wider seeing and vision. Heart, openness, receptivity. May I dissolve barriers and rigidity. And belly, gut, may I intuit the highest path forward. Then go ahead and let your hands rest on your lap or your thighs with your palms facing up. And taking equal inhales and exhales, nice and full, down into your belly. And notice as you're inhaling that you're really just allowing the breath to come in, so we're not raising the shoulders, we're not manipulating the body in any way, we're just very deep, intuitive, peaceful breathing of coming all the way in. And then exhaling and letting everything flow all the way out. So this sense of witnessing, we start to bring into the way that we're breathing, just pulling in and out, not pushing a certain way, not judging, just this very peaceful, powerful inhaling and exhaling. So please continue that beautiful intuitive breathing for another minute on your own, nice and full. Keep going, relaxing down even deeper into this deep sense of beingness and acceptance. Feeling open and receptive for whatever comes in. We open ourselves to higher wisdom. Repeat our seed intention now. You could just listen in and focus energetically on openness and receptivity. I am in trust that the wisdom, the answers I seek are within me. I am in trust that the wisdom, the answers I seek are within me. I am in trust that the wisdom, the answers I seek are within me. I am open and receptive. I am one with the whole. All the answers, all the solutions, all the ideas, I have access to. This wisdom resides inside of me. And I choose to access this higher wisdom now by connecting to this deep place of intuitive knowing inside of me. I am in trust that the wisdom, the answers I seek are within me. And let's sit here for another moment, just feeling this beautiful quality of receptivity, openness, peace. Sit here for as long as you choose, as long as it feels good to you. Otherwise, let's start to bring our hands together into prayer. And as we close in gratitude, let's feel this incredible power, this incredible wisdom that we have access to. And dear spirit, God, source, universe, we are so grateful for this incredible wisdom, for life, for this breath, for this moment, for our connection. Sending you so much love and so much gratitude. Namaste. Now, in this quiet space, post-meditation, I encourage you to remain quiet, to not go on your phone, but to now open your journal and to ask the question or questions that you are wondering about. And keep going into the space. You can keep closing your eyes and see what arises. The wisdom inside of you, the infallible voice of the inner counsel, as Paramahansa Yogananda says, the guidance that is always there. The more we create this awareness, the more we will be guided from within. Sending you so much love. And I'll see you next time. Namaste.